There's just about nowhere left to smoke in California. Restaurants and bars have banned it, many beaches and parks too, and now some California cities want to stop the smoke that drifts from someone's home or apartment into another person's space. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Sarah Varney reports.
California was the first state to fire a warning shot into the final frontier for smokers, their homes. Earlier this year, the state agency that protects air quality declared secondhand smoke a toxic air contaminant, the same classification as cancer-causing benzene and diesel exhaust. A few months later came a second warning.
There is no risk-free level of secondhand smoke exposure.
Then U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona.
The science is clear. Secondhand smoke is not a mere annoyance, but a serious health hazard that causes premature death and disease in children and non-smoking adults.
But while state agencies can regulate toxic air pollutants outside and in workplaces, they have no authority to ensure residents breathe clean air in their homes. So cities and counties are increasingly turning to the ancient legal theory of public nuisance. You can do what you'd like on your own property until it bothers other people. If your neighbor repeatedly plays loud music late at night or burns tires in his backyard, you can take him to court. Calabasas in Los Angeles County became the first California city to add secondhand smoke to the list of public nuisances earlier this year when council members in Dublin, a suburb east of San Francisco, decided to follow suit. They were forced to confront questions about how far government should go to protect public health. During public testimony at a Dublin City Council meeting, smoker Burr Kane described how smoker-friendly ground is vanishing under his feet.
It used to be I could smoke outdoors, and then I couldn't smoke that close outdoors. I had to stay away from the front door. Then I couldn't smoke in my home. My wife wouldn't let me. I had to go out in the garage or out on the patio. Now I can't even smoke on my patio. Although I can fire up my grill, I'm often reminded that I am a minority when it comes to smoking. In fact, a second-class citizen.
Dublin Mayor Janet Lockhart retorted, that's because smoking causes heart disease and cancer.
They haven't said that about barbecue smoke or perfume. But this they have. It kills people. And I don't see, it boggles my mind how people can go off in the deep end on this and not realize the dangers inherent in secondhand smoke.
Government does regulate certain private behavior, Mayor Lockhart told residents at the meeting, when that behavior threatens the liberties of other citizens.
This is about civil liberties. It's about the civil liberties of 86% of the population of California. They have the right not to breathe secondhand smoke. They have the right to be in their bedroom, in their living room, and not have to put on a respirator or to sleep in their car. They have that right.
If non-smokers once shied from confrontation, those days seem to be coming to a close. As the number of smokers declines, it's now only 14%. Some who want to live smoke-free, like John Burke, are becoming restless.
I'm going to take you for a mini tour of the complex, and we'll go through here. This is one of the pools. We'll show you.
John Burke walks past a swimming pool at the Oakwood Garden Apartments in Woodland Hills, just north of Los Angeles.
There's a basketball court here. As you can hear, tennis courts. Here's the children's playground area.
All the amenities a young family might want. But Burke's 5-year-old daughter, Melinda, has asthma and often can't swim or use the playground because drifting secondhand smoke makes it difficult for her to breathe. Burke says he's pleaded with Oakwood for years to do something about it.
And often people will sit on these benches here along the perimeter of the and on the grass here and smoke while the children are playing here.
Landlords can set rules for smoking, much like they do with pets. Burke says he can't afford to move, and even if he could, there's no guarantee his daughter won't be exposed to secondhand smoke at another apartment. A day after the U.S. Surgeon General declared that there is no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke, Burke filed a lawsuit against Oakwood, the largest rental housing company in the world. The lawsuit asks Oakwood to ban smoking in the common areas and for the court to award punitive damages. Oakwood spokeswoman Jessica Shee said the company wouldn't comment on the lawsuit, but said Oakwood follows all state laws. Carol Burke says when she and her husband ask smokers to extinguish their cigarettes when Melinda is playing, civility can break down.
I've had people come up to me and say, I have a right to smoke, and just blow smoke right in my face. You know, people can be pretty nasty about it. John fights back. I just leave. I just leave.
Some landlords and apartment owners, though, are responding to tenants' demands. The California Apartment Association, whose members own more than 2 million units around the state, posted a notice on their website about how to alter a lease to prohibit smoking in living units and common spaces. The association's attorney, Heidi Palutke, says she doesn't know how many landlords are changing their leases to smoke-free, but she was surprised by the reaction to a recent article she wrote in the association's magazine.
Of all the things I've written for our magazine, that's the thing I've gotten the most calls about. I think the most common call was, oh, this is great. I had no idea I could do this.
Palutke says property managers had believed renters had a right to smoke. But that's not the case, says Robin Salzberg, an attorney with the Public Health Law Program.
Smokers are not a protected class under the Constitution. The Constitution protects people, characteristics of people that you're born with, your race, your ethnicity, your gender. Smoking is a habit.
The U.S. Surgeon General's report, says Salzberg, has forced landlords and affordable housing agencies to take secondhand smoke more seriously because they could be held liable for the health risks. That's likely to benefit lower-income and African-American families the most, says Salzberg, because they tend to rent or live in government-subsidized housing. African-Americans, though, have the highest rate of smoking in California, and it remains to be seen whether the efforts to clamp down on secondhand smoke will cause them to quit. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.